Seattle's stickiest tourist attraction is getting a scrub down. For the first time in two decades, the famous gum wall and post alley at the Pike Place Market will undergo a major cleaning. The gum will be coming back, but the market says it's removing the estimated 1 million wads to protect the integrity of the bricks. That means famous people's gum, your gum, all gone. So how and why did Seattle's most disgusting attraction get started in the first place? Mercedes Caroba owns Ghost Alley Espresso in Post Alley, right next to the gum wall.
Well, I've grown up there in the market since I was 7, and I knew it before there was gum on the walls. To tell you the truth, it was really a very organic birth. When Unexpected Productions took over the Market Theater in 1991, it was their patrons that started the ritual of putting gum on the wall, and then they would put a penny in the gum. And the pennies are gone, long gone, but the gum has only grown. And what started kind of as a very improvisational act by theatergoers turned into an international attraction.
So how did it become internationally known?
The National Geographic did a 2-page photo as one of the wonders of the world. The LA Times did a very big article just on the gum wall, and then Fodors and Frommers started to mention it as a tourist attraction, and it grew to be this international destination. There are people that come to the market, they don't even see the market. They just go to the gum wall.
You work right next to the gum wall. How do tourists typically react when they see it?
Well, I have the espresso shop, Ghost Alley Espresso. We do sell gum. And tourists either react in absolute delight or in absolute disgust, and there's rarely an in-between.
What do you think the gum wall means to the character of the Pike Place Market?
The gum wall is, to me, one of the most incredible things in Seattle, and the reason so is because the public creates it. It's a space that was totally designated by the people in that alley, so it wasn't a landmark that was created. It wasn't designed to be a tourist destination. So to me, that is like the real incredible part of the gum wall. It seriously is a completely interactive part of Seattle.
So what was your reaction to this news that the gum wall is going to be getting a scrub down?
I'm excited that the gum wall is being scrubbed down completely and thoroughly. I've seen it. It's been taken down, portions of it, before. And it's like an organism, it grows back, or like a lost limb, it returns. And I think that's actually the most exciting part, is having people continue to interact with it. Even if it goes away briefly, it still comes back.
A lot of people in Seattle know the gum wall, but they don't know it nearly as well as you do. What's something that your average Seattleite doesn't know about the gum wall?
I think a lot of people go down there, they see the bright colors on the wall, they think it's been there for years and years and years, but the truth is that gum actually loses its color after time. So if it has been there for years, it should all be gray, but it never is. It's always pink and orange and green and bright and vibrant, so that means that gum is very fresh.
A lot of people have been to the gum wall, but you live near there. What's some of the weirdest stuff that happens around this gum wall?
There are people that eat the gum late at night. It does happen. And there are people that leave the bars at 2 a.m. and place bets with each other of who will eat it. And it happens, I would say, very regularly.
That's so strange because it's been up there forever. I mean, it must have lost its flavor.
Like I said, it's all of it's being continually renewed.
Mercedes Caraba, she owns Ghost Alley Espresso in Post Alley, right next to the gum wall. A week from today, the gum wall is getting its first major scrub down in nearly 20 years.